Electronic Engineering episode number 7. Today is the 23rd of November 2020, and I'm your host, Angel. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is AC and DC signals electronic engineering. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. DC stands for direct current, and AC stands for alternating current. DC voltage is not really interpreted as direct current voltage, rather, it indicates that the voltage does not change polarity. The amplitude may exhibit large variations over time, but it is always positive or always negative. Electrical energy is distributed through the power grid as alternating current, but electronic systems require DC supply voltages. Classification of signals used in electrical engineering. The specific field of engineering may emphasize one way to classify one signal versus another. To be used on aperiodic signals, the signal was treated as a periodic signal with an infinite period. Electronic circuits normally require a steady DC supply which is constant at one value. The value of an AC voltage is continually changing from zero up to the positive peak. Through IF, the peak value is meant. It should be clearly stated, otherwise assume it is the RMS value. The voltage level also reverses along with the current. Edison proposed a system of small, local power plants that would power individual neighborhoods or city sections. Large power plants could be located many miles away and service a greater number of people and buildings. Power transmitted at a higher voltage requires less loss producing current than for the same power at a lower voltage. AC voltage is often expressed as a root mean square RMS value, written as, because for 230 volts AC, the peak voltage is which is about 325 V. During the course of one cycle, the voltage rises from 0 to 325 volts, falls through 0 to minus 325 volts, and returns to 0. Episode 7 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Angel Sims. Adios.